want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley. I've got Stephanie Toops in studio with me today.
Hello.
So good to have you
Hi.
Back. Oh, she's such a lightning. And so is Allison Smith. We have a special guest in studio with us today as well, Allison Smith. And let me give you her bio. I'm so excited that you're back.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing me back.
Yeah. And you, maybe we can talk about a little bit about your Christmas thing going to Guatemala.
Oh, yeah. I had a wonderful trip over Christmas over to Guatemala. And we stayed over near Lake Atitlan, where I was able to get a good taste of what everyday life is like there. And it was surreal. The beauty of that country just took my breath away. And it was truly beautiful. And I got to spend it with my fiance. So it was
awesome.
Wonderful.
And your future husband's father is a medical doctor who goes there and helps the local people.
Correct.
With like minor surgeries and things like that.
Yeah. Primarily just gives health care to everyone surrounding that Lake Atitlan area.
And that's so awesome. My grandfather used to do that in Ohio back in the 40s.
I love that.
Yeah. And so it's always good to give back, and we're going to be talking about
that's a great
in today's show. We're going to be talking about B Corps with you, Stephanie, and Allison. But you're here today because not only are you just a wonderful woman in the community, you are currently you serve as the as an advisory board member for the American Mini Pig Association. That's the AMPA, and served as chair of the AMPA Rescue Committee. Allison has been working with pigs for 9 years. And her love for pigs began in high school, where she raised breeder sows in her school in the FFA program. And through the page, Allison created Dallas Mini Pig and the wonderful members of the DFW Pig Parents Facebook group, efforts to educate the public on mini pigs in DFW and across the nation about serious considerations you need to take into mind before you go out and just adopt a pig, because they are a very,
peculiar animal.
They are a peculiar animal, and I really do think it's a shame that so many people think that they can take pigs as pets. I mean, they're meant to just be pigs. And then I wanted to talk about something I saw that was very disturbing in the Compassionate Living magazine that is put out by Mercy for Animals. I had no idea, and it's really graphic. I can't even describe how horrible the conditions are for pigs inside Mexico's slaughterhouses. It is unconscionable, the kind of behavior that you see in these pages of what these men have done to these animals, and just think it's okay. And so I also received an email, all this pig stuff in the last couple of, it's funny how we had you scheduled to come on the show and I just started seeing all this pig stuff all over the place. I got an email from Mercy for Animals, and it was an email up from a girl, we'll call her Danielle. That's not her real name. She was a undercover investigator for Mercy for Animals, trying to see what really goes on in the farming industry. And I'm just going to read this. Okay, and this is from, it says, "Dear Bernadette, I will never forget their screams. The horrific animal abuse I witnessed while working undercover at a pig factory farm owned by the Mascoffs, one of the largest U.S. pork producers and a supplier to Hormel Foods, will haunt me for the rest of my life. Workers kicked, hit, and beat piglets with gas cans. They chopped off their tails and ripped out their testicles. While the defenseless animals squealed in pain, no pain relief was ever provided for these baby pigs. Their mothers had had it just as bad, unable to turn around or even lie down comfortably. Mother pigs spend nearly their entire lives crammed inside tiny, filthy gestation crates, and it was heartbreaking to see these incredibly intelligent and social animals become so frustrated by extreme confinement that they repeatedly bit at the bars of the cages, a sign of serious mental collapse." Okay, so
yeah.
I know. It's really disturbing.
That's a big
pill. You should see the images. Okay, it says, "Could you imagine if someone did this to a dog or a cat? Pigs are smart, sensitive, and playful animals who do not deserve to be subjected to this blatant abuse. Help end this abuse. Sign the petition." And it goes on and on and on. But I thought, how suiting that you're coming on the show to talk about pigs. And I got this email 2 days ago while I was at the YMCA.
Man, I don't know if I can recover from that. That was...
It's serious. Ugh. But it is serious.
Yeah.
And that's our job here.
Right.
Is to really, you know, put an end to this kind of cruelty. And this goes along what we're going to be talking about too. Why B Corps matter.
Yeah.
They really, really matter. And for those of you that don't know what a B Corp is, stay tuned because we're about to educate you on that too. But I just love what we're talking about today. So Allison, let's go back to the American Mini Pig Association.
All right. Give
us some new updates, if you will.
Well, right now they are, they have in their AMPA store, they also have a store where they can sell merchandise that benefits their nonprofit organizations, their education nonprofit and their rescue nonprofit. Right now they have educational coloring books for kids, has all sorts of useful information inside of them. We also have a zoning packet that we've been able to compile to help people who want to have a pig or people who have a pig and have not been aware that it's actually illegal for them to own a pig within their city residence. And it's kind of a support packet to help guide people into constructively petitioning their city ordinances or their city council to amend their ordinances.
And pigs are, like, as you said, they're peculiar and they have a very... what do I want to say? Their personality is not like that of a cat or a dog, really, is it?
Yeah, I noticed that it's a lot like a child. You know, they really think about their decisions.
Isn't that incredible?
It's surreal.
It's amazing, yeah.
Well, and they're some of the most intelligent creatures on the planet, like elephants as well,
right?
Correct. Very similar. Dolphins. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, I think animals are smarter than humans. I really do.
That's so interesting. I think just because humans think that they don't have a language that we can communicate with,
right,
that somehow they're not
right
on our level. And that's
right
just... That's,
and
to me, that's ignorant on our part,
right,
you know?
And therefore, we get to abuse them and do what we
right
want with them because we're bigger and stronger than they are in most cases.
Yeah.
We can easily control them physically. So let me ask you this. Did you know about the pig cruelty in Mexico?
Well, I'm really aware of how these farms and slaughterhouses kind of work, and it's pretty heartbreaking to watch. I haven't paid much attention to this specific, I think it's Mashoff's farm in Mexico for Hormel. And so I did some digging when you sent me that email.
Yeah.
It was tough to watch and look at.
It was. It really was. But we can't turn a blind eye to it anymore.
No.
And education is fundamental and critical in order to make change in anything in our world that's being wronged.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what do you think we can do to help spread awareness to end all of this?
Well, there are a lot of great organizations out there that you can help join up with. One in particular that focuses on pigs is called Toronto Pig Save. And they aim to erect glass walls around the slaughterhouses that are around that area in Toronto. They encourage people to try and go vegan or be more selective of where they purchase their meats. They want to protect the environment, and they support local farm sanctuaries.
Mm-hmm. And then you've got great restaurant brands, like, I know some people wouldn't agree with this, but Chipotle, that tries to do the right thing, and they only sell wild pig meat, right? The pigs roam free. They're on farms.
I believe it's free range. I think they focus on free range, antibiotic free.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. And so that really is where the future needs to go, because this country's sick. And that's part of the reason why. We take these animals, we confine them, we inject them with all kinds of antibiotics and steroids in order to get make the bottom line greater. And it's just, at what cost, though? And at what cost to the environment?
Mm-hmm.
And then we throw half of it in the trash. It's just sickening.
Maybe
really,
this
really
bacon
is
shortage is a good thing. Have you heard about that?
That what?
That the bacon reserves in the U.S. are
low,
are quoted as being low. Maybe
How
that's a good
interesting
thing.
Good. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
People pay more for it. They're less likely mm-hmm to waste it, and
that's
maybe
right
have a little more gratitude for where it comes from. But we need to treat our animals well all over the country, all over the world. I mean, they're part of the earth. They're part of where we're not going anywhere. We're all one. Mm-hmm. We really are. Okay, so what do you want people to know about adopting a pig if they're thinking about it?
Oh, the first things to think about when you think you want to bring a pig into your home, first, research, research, research everywhere you can. The two places I send people are the AMPA, American Mini Pig Association website. They have a Facebook group as well. And there's another one out there that has some really good information. It's called Mini Pig Info. And that's also a website, minipiginfo.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or dot, yeah, I believe it is .com or .org.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me.
If one doesn't work, try the other.
Yeah. Those two places are just Oh man, there is a plethora of knowledge. A lot of fact-based things from people who have been in the pig world for years and years. And go in there. They have all kinds of introductory new articles for new pig parents, learning what it's like
pig
to live
parents.
With a pig. things you should know before.
Yeah. I'm surprised I haven't found a pig yet, but
I'm quite surprised also.
I've had just about everything else you could possibly imagine, every kind of animal, but not a pig. All right, Allison, you're going to stay with us in studio?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll be right back. You're listening to One Life Radio. Hi, this is Bernadette, here to tell you about the world's most trusted hemp extract, Charlotte's Web, by the Stanley Brothers. Charlotte's Web hemp oil contains naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. This amazing product is hand-planted and grown using organic farming practices on Colorado family farms. CW has a variety of wellness applications and has achieved global recognition from media coverage of Little Charlotte's amazing success story. All I have to say is thank you, Charlotte's Web, for improving lives with natural Colorado wellness. Visit them at cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta-Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta-Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code ONELIFE at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Do you want to reverse the early signs of aging? Hi, this is Bernadette. Do what I do. Pixel Perfect is an aesthetic laser treatment that lifts away years from your face. It can help reverse the early signs of aging and helps counteract years of sun damage or acne scarring. It provides noticeable results. Imagine a dramatic new you. To learn more, go to LynnRobertsMD.com. That's L-Y-N-N-E, RobertsMD.com. Or call 469-232-9300. That's 469-232-9300. And tell them that Bernadette sent you.
This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley. I have Stephanie Toops in studio with me as well. I've got Dr. Mike Fenster on the line. I've got Allison in studio too. Allison Smith, sorry, I forgot about you for a second. I'm so excited to talk to Dr. Mike Fenster, America's culinary interventionalist. He is an affiliate faculty member at the University of Montana and College of Missoula Culinary Arts Program. He's a board-certified cardiologist, chef, and martial artist, and he is the author of the book, The Fallacy of the Calorie, Why the Modern Western Diet is Killing Us and How to Stop It. And his most recent book, Ancient Eats, are both currently available to order at Amazon.com or ChefDrMike.com. That's ChefDrMike.com. How are you doing today, Dr. Fenster?
Hey, I am doing great. And I'm happy to announce and share with all your listeners that on the weekend in June, the weekend of June 23rd, up at the University of Montana on the Missoula College campus, which they're opening a beautiful new culinary kitchen and restaurant.
Nice.
We'll be holding a course for culinary and health professionals, but we're also going to have sort of a student rate, or for folks in the public who are interested and want to get some advanced material, where we're going to be talking about really health and food at the cutting edge, and it's going to include actually sourcing some of the ingredients like you were talking about, and then actually preparing, you know, a what you might consider a gourmet restaurant meal that's incredibly healthful for you. And I wanted to pick up a little bit, if we could. I know we want to talk a little bit about salmon, and it's sort of in the same vein, but you were talking about, you know, pork and some of that sourcing the pork, et cetera. And if folks want to go to Psychology Today, my latest article there, Procuring the Unconventional, I talk about that specifically with a sort of a what I do, which is the chef health perspective, you know, coming from procuring those sources of protein as a chef, and as many young cutting-edge chefs have done for the last 10, 15 years, looking at the animals that are treated better, the heritage breeds as opposed to the conventional breeds that are raised for other reasons besides, you know, flavor and et cetera. You know, they're raised just because they grow fast, they gain weight, et cetera. They're treated with stuff. We talk about the CAFOs, or concentrated animal feeding operations, and, you know, why you want to stay away from that sorts of things, because on the flip side of the taste is the health aspects as it affects us. And I think we need to remember, we often talk about, well, you know, you are what you eat, but you are also what you eat. You're also what you eat has eaten.
Right.
And when you talk about the animals being treated like that, the stressors that they're under, the horrible conditions, the types of foods and meals and things that they're subject to consume, that's not good for us. I mean, if
no,
you want to take
not.
It at a simply very selfish, you know, humanistic perspective of people first, you know, this is not good food for us to be eating.
No. And, you know, Dr. Fenster, I want Allison to quickly elaborate here on something she told us over the break, because I think that people need to be educated on this, because I don't think humans are inherently evil. And if we knew some of this stuff, we would certainly make better choices. So, Allison, would you tell our audience and Dr. Fenster what you were speaking about over the break with gestation crates, and then the, what was it, the harrowing crates? What are they called?
Yeah. Farrowing
cages.
Yeah,
cages.
There's a lot of overcrowding there, and so a lot of these pigs, they develop signs of self-narcotization, which pretty much is insanity. And so a lot of these sows, they're breeder sows. They're put in gestation crates. They gestate for 3 months, 3 weeks, 3 days. They sit in there. They can't turn around. They eat on one end and poop on the other, and that's their life for about 4 months.
Well, and then the babies, you said sometimes there's no room for them, so they'll lay on their own babies, and then their babies are stripped away from them, and then they're taken back to the other part of the farm where they're then again
bred immediately.
Yeah. So once they're ready to have their babies, they're stripped from the gestation crate and put in a farrowing crate, which is just as small, and now they're in there with their piglets, and they can't do what is natural to them, which is mother their piglets.
Yeah, and I don't know about you, Dr. Fenster, but that really breaks my heart. Like, seriously makes me upset. Like, really, I want to cry when I hear stuff like that.
It's awful, and you know, it affects the physiology and the biology of the animals, which in turn, you know, affects the protein, the product that you're sourcing. And, you know, it's time, you know, and I talk about some of the different pork heritage breeds, where you can get them, but also some of the documented, you know, health benefits in terms of us. So if for no other reason than somebody wants to be selfish and eat something that tastes better and better for them, you know what? Then it's time we focused on personality and not price per pound, and go out and maybe get a little bit less, a smaller portion, but of something that's real, authentic food, where the animals, you know, my pork is sourced. I go out and visit them, you know, on the farm. They're Berkshires. These things run around, you know, acres and acres, you know, hundreds of acres. You know, I drive by in the summer, they're wallowing the mud, and there is a clear difference. You know, I've worked with the butcher breaking the animals down. There's a clear difference, you know, in the structure you know, of the protein that you get.
Really?
And what the science is catching up. And I talk about it in terms of the omega-3s, the omega-6 to omega-3 ratios, the types of fats, all these other health benefits that that one would go out and necessarily say, you know what, I'm not having a red meat or a pork. I'm going to get a piece of salmon because I know that's so much better for me health-wise. Well, what we're finding is that these heritage animals that are treated properly, they're allowed to, you know, they're free range, they're pastured, they're allowed to have a natural diet, you know, they're not fed GMO corn and GMO soy, they have more health benefits than a salmon that's farmed but fed, you know, a mixture of GMO corn and GMO soy, as is happening in so many places because of the pressures on the aquaculture. And as you pointed out, you know, the driving for that bottom line profit, mm-hmm. and the fact that people don't know, and they're sort of brainwashed to think pork, salmon, salmon healthier. Well, when you actually break it down, as I do in the article, you see that when you talk about pork, just on the surface of it, you're looking at 8 different, you know, combinations when you look at, and this is what I tell people to look for when you're sourcing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
How is it bred? You know, what are the genetics? Is it a GMO breed? Is it a heritage breed? Was it bred, you know, so it matures rapidly and just gains a lot of weight? What was it fed? Was it fed GMO corn and soy? Because, you know, you're having a side dish of glyphosate courtesy of Roundup, you know, on certain plants and certain animals because they concentrate that. And finally, where was it led? So if it's processed at all, how was it processed? Where was the process? What did it undergo? And I think, as I believe as Allison was speaking to, some of those CAFOs, when you look at how those things are run, you want no parts of that.
Right.
And you find out that, hey, you know, these are the kind of meats that are bad for us. They're even worse when we process them. We put another layer of adulteration and manipulation on them. But, gosh, when we let the animals be animals and live essentially, you know, more domestic, you know, lives as they were meant to live them, you know, out in the field, you know, wandering around in the sun, so on and so forth, you get, from a chef's perspective, a protein that the taste is incomparable, and you're also going to get an incredible health benefit like you would see if you were eating a salmon. And we've just got to get smarter about mm-hmm. our proteins. And as you guys pointed out, this is part of the knowledge that has to get out there. You know, it's not just about the price per pound.
Right. Well, and I think for the survival of the planet, we need to really think hard about this and make some serious changes all over the world, but especially here in the U.S. It seems to be so rampant and so accepted and not like that in other parts of the world. So let's talk about this salmon, the Atlantic salmon. There's so much to know about this. Dr. Fenster, I just want you to educate our listeners about what they're eating, if you would, please.
Oh, well, sort of the takeaway, if you will, pun intended, for the fish is, you know, if, number one, if you see Atlantic salmon, it's farmed. So people say, oh, you know, I got this fresh Atlantic salmon, thinking they got something that was wild and pulled out of the Atlantic Ocean. There's probably like 5 Atlantic salmon left, and so there are none that are caught in the wild.
Well, and some
farmed.
And some of them may be genetically modified, right? Because
correct.
The current labeling laws don't even require any disclosure on that front. Is that correct?
Absolutely correct. So they do not have to tell you anything. About 70% of everything in the average American's car contains some type of, you know, GMO, you know, type food. And again, you know, to go back when we're talking about the pork or the salmon in this case, when they are fed GMO feed, they're going to concentrate, you know, that glyphosate and other things, which has been labeled as a human carcinogen. It boggles my mind that, you know, this thing goes unlabeled, mm-hmm. you know, on our food, yet we're all about, you know, making sure that somebody knows if they smoke a pack of cigarettes, you know, it may induce cancer. Well, you know, duh. You know, if you light something on a fire and inhale the fumes, it's probably like not real great for your lungs.
Well, and it just scares me.
That's a great point.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it scares me that the FDA allows this kind of, you know, false labeling to continue. And they're not doing what they were meant to do, which is to protect the American people.
No, and we have to do it ourselves, and we can, you know, with shows like yours on the air, you know, getting the word out, folks. you know, come, you know, everybody's welcome, specifically for, you know, healthcare culinary professionals, but we're going to open it up for folks and students, you know, to come up to the course, educate yourselves, get out there and spread those words. You know, we have to, unfortunately, in this day and age, you know, keep some simple algorithms in our head by which we can understand and analyze the quality of our food. We didn't have to do that, you know, 200 years ago, 150 years ago, but we absolutely do now. And nobody, don't count on the government to look out for you, because they're not.
Absolutely. Hey, we may come up to Montana. I haven't been there in many, many years, and come see you. What do you think, girls? Road trip?
I'm totally down for that.
We absolutely would love to have you there. I promise it'd be a good time.
All right. Well, we may just do that, so be careful what you wish for, Dr. Fenster.
Obviously, I'm not invited. They said, girls. So,
Come on up, man. We'll have the guys find out before the conference.
Hey, real quickly, Dr. Fenster, do you have a Twitter account that someone, because you have so many good, so much, you know, good stuff that that you bring to our show.
At Chef Dr. Mike.
At Chef Dr. Mike.
On Twitter.
I'm going to start following you.
I'm going to follow you right
We're
now.
We're following you right now. You better watch out. Okay.
Thanks, guys.
See you later. Talk to you later. Bye. All right, everyone. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Inside of your mind, beyond the seas of thought, beyond the realm of what, across the streams of
We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good protein bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Talking Heads.
Ah, okay. Really good stuff.
Yeah.
Throw some 80s at you.
All right. I love it. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley. I've got Stephanie Toops in studio, Allison Smith, and I've got Sean Wells on the line. For those of you that don't know who Sean Wells is, he is a certified sports nutritionist and fellow through the very prestigious International Society of Sports Nutrition, run by our very own Dr. Joey Antonio, PhD. Sean Wells also has credentials in the fields of business, clinical work, sports, exercise, nutrition, which makes for a unique and highly respected blend of expertise as CEO of Zone Halo Research. He's also a registered dietitian, Sean Wells. How you doing, Sean?
I'm doing well.
All right. So, you know what? Go ahead.
I'm in sunny Tampa, so it can't be that
bad. I know. You're in sunny Tampa. I saw some of the pictures coming through. You guys are all having a ball down there, aren't you?
I'm jealous.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Speaking of balls, okay.
We're having a ball segment.
And we're actually eating protein balls. And I'm making veggie meatballs for the big game on Sunday.
Ooh, nice.
That sounds great.
We can't resist your balls.
Your balls.
My sweaty balls.
Nobody can reset.
Sean, every time you have a segment, this is what happens. I don't know.
I know. It goes off the rails.
I know, but that's part of the fun, right? Yeah. But, you know, we've got the big game coming up on Sunday, and I saw this stupid article on the New York Post trying to diss my boy, Tom Brady, saying that his diet is total BS, and I'm here as his attorney to represent him. So I want you to tell me that Tom Brady is not, his diet is not BS. His alkaline diet.
The alkaline diet, I struggle with it. There's not a lot of good research there.
Exactly. And that's why we need to chill out about it. The research hasn't been done.
Sure. So, I think most of the benefit that people are seeing potentially on it are actually from eating a high plant-based diet. You know, eating healthy vegetables and fruits, getting antioxidants and nutrients in. That makes sense, but we're so highly regulated in terms of homeostasis that your blood pH really doesn't change. Your urine pH can change a little bit, but your blood pH is really regulated. Well, and for you to go into like metabolic or respiratory alkalosis or acidosis, it would be a condition that would, you know, be hospital worthy. So like, it's just the research is not very conclusive, if anything, kind of counter.
You know, just out of curiosity, do you think these athletes are getting paid by specific diets?
It could be. So
I don't think not
that.
Tom. No, Tom Brady.
Oh, no,
not.
Of course not Tom.
He's
no,
not. He's my boy.
Not. But you know, Sean, LeBron James is on a ketogenic diet for years. But I believe that was probably by choice, but...
Let me say this about... Okay, so sports performance is based... sports nutrition is based on... hold on, I screwed up my whole thought here.
Sports nutrition is based on...
Just cut your mic.
Okay,
I didn't even know he could do that.
Bernadette, take two. Go.
Okay, I'm going to beat him after the show.
You got it. Go.
Okay, so sports performance is based on a lot of things. One of them, sports nutrition. Would you agree?
Yes.
Okay, and so what else do we need to know? Tom Brady, this is his seventh time in the Super Bowl. His performance is amazing. So whatever he's doing is equally as amazing. You've got people like Kelly Ripa, who's ripped, by the way. She's an alkaline diet proponent. And so is Kate Hudson. Duh. Kate Hudson, Kelly Ripa, Tom Brady. They're all like beautiful, tremendous, successful people that, you know, I mean, they're...
No kidding. What's this diet you're talking about?
I know, right? Right?
So,
I mean...
Let's go back to them being on a highly plant-based diet. Tom has a chef that cooks only organic food that's a variety of fruits and vegetables. That's this alkaline diet. Now, he says it's, you know, 80% alkaline, 20% acidic, and he eats mostly vegetables, and then he has fish and lean meats. But here's the things he cuts out. Listen to this, too.
Okay.
No sugars.
There we go.
No white flour. He cuts out nightshade fruits and vegetables, which...
That's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have intolerance to that.
Well, yeah. You know, most people, they're okay eating them, but for people that have, like, leaky gut, IBD, allergies, autoimmune issues, that they might want to avoid the nightshades. So that's, like, tomatoes, peppers, eggplant, potatoes, like goji berries, things like that.
Right. Well, and I mean, sugar is the culprit, the biggest culprit here. And the GMO,
huge.
The genetically modified wheat. I mean, if you drop sugar completely out of your diet, you're going to look like Kelly Ripa.
Yeah.
You know, or Tom Brady.
So no flour, no sugar. I mean, think about these things. Like, and then eating lots of fruits and vegetables, all that are organic, obviously no GMOs because they're organic. They're higher in mineral and nutrient contents because they're organic. And then I'm sure he's, you know, hydrating well. He does not drink sodas, which is another thing you'd cut out because of the acidic thing. So, you know, even diet sodas. So there's a lot of things that kind of confound potential anecdotal positive data, like you're saying, that, you know, he's looking good and he performs well. I think it's because of all those things. It's not necessarily because acid alkaline.
Well, and one of the things that I noticed from a woman's perspective is these women that I know, and there's another very world famous esthetician that I'm friends with, that her skin is amazing, and she's a huge proponent of the alkaline diet as well. All these women, and I, you know, Tom, he's a guy, so, you know, I mean, but he looks
really beautiful, though.
He is beautiful.
I'm just saying.
He is. He's a fine specimen. Oh, man. But all these women have this that are on these diets have beautiful skin, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think it's for a lot of the reasons I'm saying. But
right.
I don't know if you've heard that Robert Young, the PhD that invented the alkaline diet, he's actually facing jail time.
Right. And
you mean Robert Young, Marcus Welby, MD?
You know what? And that disgusts me. That really, really makes me mad. The FDA is all over him. And, you know, I've got this book in front of me called Healing is Voltage, and I've carried it around in my trunk forever. There is an actual letter, a warning letter here from the FDA that was sent to Dr. Andrew Weil. This was back in like, it was actually October 15th, 2009, because he was trying to convince people, and because he's spot on. He's absolutely right on about it, that astragalus helps shut down certain strains of the flu virus, or it also boosts your immune system immensely. The FDA tried to shut him down, too. I mean, I don't understand why, how they get so much power. Things that are plants that are on the earth that were put there by Mother Nature and God, whatever you believe, to make humans have healthier lives, things that we can go to, plants, you know, herbs, all these things that can fix and ward off disease in the body. And yet, you know, they get shut down. They get warning letters like this Dr. Young that you're talking about. I call BS on the FDA.
Well, this guy, I don't know if you know, like he was actually injecting baking soda, like sodium bicarbonate, into his patients.
Well, that might not be the best thing to do.
And he, didn't have a license to practice medicine.
Yeah.
He's just a PhD, and actually, like, that was from a non-accredited, now defunct correspondence school. So, and he had a cancer patient die, and there was some complexities there, I'll say.
But, okay. Well,
as far as like what you just said with astragalus, I'm actually a big fan of that one. It's an adaptogen, which is really cool. Some of the properties of the adaptogens, like ginseng, ashwagandha, some of those, I'm sure you've seen them with some of the products that you have.
Yeah.
But astragalus, really cool thing that they've looked at is anti-aging. Your telomeres with your DNA, like, are very cool. Like, basically, the length of your telomeres kind of dictates your life. And as you age, they shorten and kind of unravel. And so basically, the astragalus protects the length of your telomeres, which means it's anti-aging.
Mm-hmm.
So really cool research going on with that. There's specific compounds in the astragalus that they're looking at. But yeah, really cool stuff.
Yeah, it is. It is. And thank you so much for being with us today, Sean. So where are you watching the game, the big game? You going to be back in Dallas?
With my friends, Ryan Lowry and Dr. Jacob Wilson. Ryan Lowry of One Life Radio fame.
All right. And you guys, so you're staying in Tampa for the game, right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, you guys have a great time.
Yeah,
we'll be thinking
fun.
Of you.
Hey, thanks, guys.
All right, that's Sean Wells. You can find all of our experts at onelifradio.com. We've got Stephanie Tubes coming up. She's going to be talking about B Corps and what it is. Stay tuned. It's great stuff. We'll be right back.
Did you know that hemp has been used for a variety of wellness needs for thousands of years? And now, thanks to the Stanley Brothers in Colorado, you can now get Charlotte's Web, the most trusted whole plant hemp extract in the world. Charlotte's Web is a proprietary whole plant hemp extract that contains all of the beneficial and naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. In fact, in 2003, the federal government recognized the beneficial effects on human health and obtained a U.S. patent titled Cannabinoids and Antioxidants. For more information and to get educated about Charlotte's Web, visit CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Are you tired of ho-hum parties? Do people yawn in your backyard? Need to draw attention to your business or set the mood at your restaurant? Lights aren't just for Christmas. They make all your outdoor spaces and celebrations sparkle. Our customers have found the perfect lights to add twinkle to their special occasions for over 10 years. See everything you'll need to light up your life at Christmas Light Source. You can find us at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Dan the Man. I've got Lexi Brinkley in studio as well and Stephanie Toops. And we've got Allison Smith still with us. For those of you that don't know who Stephanie is, she's a certified public accountant and holds a Bachelor's of Business Administration degree in accounting and a Master's of Science degree in finance from Texas A&M University. Stephanie, I'm sorry, I'm eating. I was eating a Soul Good bar between
those
the
and the protein bites. That, I know. It's just delicious.
And the protein
in here.
Bites, yeah. From Simply Fuel from Mitzi that was on the show a couple of weeks ago. Delicious. I love her balls. They're so good.
They are good.
They are delicious.
I just like saying the word
yeah,
balls.
That's great. Just roll with it. Just go with it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Stephanie became fascinated with the personal care industry after being diagnosed with a thyroid autoimmune disorder while pregnant with her second child. She spent the last 3 years sorting through the sea of healthy offerings on the market and learning how to pronounce six-syllable chemicals in an effort to clean up the product mix within her home. She's also an accomplished photographer. Love having her on the show. You're so knowledgeable as well. We've got some pretty smart girls here today. I'll tell you that.
It's lady power
today.
It's
lady power day. It is. And so I love what we're talking about. I haven't even thought about this in quite a while. I think the first time I heard about a B Corp was in one of my many magazines. It was a business magazine.
Yeah.
And I just love this. So tell our listeners what a B Corp is.
Okay. So a B Corp is a certification that you can get or that a business can get, and sort of the genesis from behind it is, instead of being the best in the world, we want to be the best for the world. Currently there's 900 companies in 29 countries, and beyond just a profit motivation, they also have a social and an environmental motivation. And so I think one thing that's important, we just kind of gave homage to the fact that we're all ladies in this room, but I think one of the things is you don't want to apologize for making money. I think we all are business women, we all are business people, and so certainly, profit is an agenda, but at the same time, if you can wrap social and environmental causes into that agenda and make it a better purpose overall, then I think that that is just that much better, and certainly something that we're looking for these days.
And profit is a way to measure your success.
Right.
But you don't have to be obsessed with it. That's what I love about the B Corp. I'm going to read a quote from Rose Macario. She is a CEO of Patagonia.
Yes, Patagonia was one of the ones I want to talk about. Love them.
Yes. Okay, so she says the B Corp movement is one of the most important of our lifetime, built on the simple fact that business impacts and serves more than just its shareholders. It has an equal responsibility to the community and to the planet. I absolutely love that quote.
Yep. Yep. It's really great. So there's a number of these companies that it's a completely voluntary certification. And there's a number of these companies, Patagonia, one of them, one of the ones I want to talk with Patagonia, they've got this fantastic sort of paternity program. And
really?
Over the past 5 years, they've retained 100% of their mothers that have had children. And when you look at that number, that is fantastic. And so they've done a really great job. And one of the other things that they said when they talk about it is they didn't put their program in place as a response to a problem. It wasn't that they were losing their mothers. It wasn't that they were trying to fix some issue. It's that they looked at the problem and they said, how do we want our program to be as responsible humans, as responsible, you know, family people? Mm-hmm. What do we want our program to look like? And so they've got a fantastic child care center on site where the parents can go down and eat lunch with their kids or, you know, go have
that.
A snack
instead
with
instead of
them.
Punishing a woman for having a baby and that financially and mentally.
Yeah, I mean, recognizing that we have families and we love our children and we love our families, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we don't love our life's work. And so if you can somehow wrap that together and make it not such a separation. I think sometimes there's such a separation for mothers between choosing whether they want to go back to work or having this family life. And so Patagonia has done a fantastic job in terms of their maternity program. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, this is a perfect time for me again. It seems like whenever I'm talking to you, I naturally want to reach out to our sponsors and give them credit for bringing this programming to you. Sun Warrior, another great company. Okay, Squatty Potty, Crazy Water, you know, the International Society of Sports Nutrition, and again, I'm missing one.
Charlotte's Web.
Charlotte's Web by the Stanley Brothers. Great companies doing great things for Earth and for their communities that they're in. And so let me ask you this. So what other kind of companies are joining this movement, this B Corp movement?
There's two more that I love that I just picked out to talk about. Ben & Jerry's is one that's great and I think kind of ties into what we've talked about. What they've really done is they use locally sourced dairy, cage-free eggs, fairly traded products.
I'm guessing they use RBST, RBGH free milk.
I don't know specifically, but my guess would be that would be their intent.
I can't imagine them being part of B Corp.
For them to be certified a B Corp and
absolutely.
Not. Absolutely. So they use environmentally friendly freezers when they, you know, produce, you know, when they distribute their products. So what I find really interesting is that all of these companies are so different. The other one I want to talk about was Beauty Counter, and they are all these companies are so different. We've got like an outdoor company. We've got Ben & Jerry's, which is an ice cream food production company. Beauty Counter is a personal care product company whose mission is education and transparency in products. You talk about regulation in the FDA. There's no regulation in the personal care product. And so their mission is transparency.
I love that.
And, you know, just getting education out there in terms of their products. They have a zero carbon emission mission. And so they offset any of their carbon emission with carbon purchasing carbon credits. And so in addition to their transparency. So what I love about that is these companies are all so different, yet they are able to find a way for them to partner with this profitability, social responsibility mission and finding a way that works for them within that. And I think if people would take that on as opposed to, you know, we talk a lot about companies and the almighty dollar and why they make these decisions that we just sit here and shake our heads and go, how did they get here? How did they get from here to there? And I think if they started out with this in mind, with this as part of their company mission, part of when they're talking about their strategic goals and their strategic planning, we would have more companies like this that are achieving more than just profit, which, again, the bottom line is certainly something that you have to strive for. But if you can strive for a social responsibility as well and achieve both of those, then that is really what we want, and as consumers, what we want.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it makes me think of Sun Warrior. So Jan and Denley Falk and Nick Stern, we all, you know, young hippies back in the 70s. Jan's and Denley's two daughters, the twins that were born, were really, really sick, and they had no hope, no medical cure for what was going on. So Jan and Denley decided they were going to put them on a plant-based diet. This was back in the 70s, okay?
Wow.
This is the history of Sun Warrior. Grew that into this amazing company. Nick was one of their friends. He was a bodybuilder, and they just built this great company. You know, Squatty Potty, it's a family company too. The Edwards family living in Utah, you know, and they, you know, Judy had elimination problems. And so anyway, you know, all these great companies, Crazy Water comes straight out of the earth in Mineral Wells, Texas. Again, you know, just just companies that you can be proud to say that they're a sponsor. And Charlotte's Web has the Realm of Caring that you call them. If your child has epilepsy or other diseases that they found hemp extract to help or improve their lives.
Yeah.
All these great companies.
Yes. And we vote with our dollars. We say that time and time again. And so I think it's important, you know, we talked a little bit over the break about, you know, I feel a little bit of frustration when I hear stories like the pig stuff you were talking about and things that we talk about, like how me as an individual, when I sit here and it just, you know, makes me die inside, how really can I do anything about that? How really can I make an impact as one single solitary person? And it's it's by voting with your dollars. And every time you choose to purchase a product or every time you choose to support a product, that is your voice. I mean, we all go into a voting booth every couple of years or whatever it may be. But, you know, our biggest impact that you can make is making an impact with your dollars and choosing the products that you purchase and being aware of that and being, you know, just paying attention to it when you're in the grocery store and choosing those brands and choosing those types
of
things.
We do need to pay better attention.
Yeah.
And these companies that aren't doing things the right way, we need to speak with our pocketbook and shut them down.
Yeah.
Just put them out of business. Seriously.
Yeah. That's how the single person can make an impact. If you're struggling to find, how do I, in this big world that seems so overwhelming, how do I make an impact?
And believe me, when they start making less profit, they listen.
That's right.
They listen
to
the consumers.
That's exactly right.
And they're listening. We're sending this, the country has a movement going on right now, and we are fed up with greed at the local level, at the national level, at the global level. It does not serve us well.
No, we're never going to get anywhere with that. I mean,
don't get me started.
We're not going to get where we want to be. And, you know, as a mother with kids, we talked about this earlier. I mean, when I think of the generations that are coming behind me, how could I lay this horrible groundwork
right.
for them. It's up to me. It's my responsibility to do better, to be better, to make a better choice.
And we're all mama bears.
That's right.
We have baby bears.
That's right.
All right, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the show. Danny's real quiet in there. Danny, no girl talk today with us?
Nope. No girl talk.
That's all he's got. That's okay.
All right, everyone. Well, you know what? You get one body, you get one mind, you get one life, and you get one planet. Take care of it.